This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You drive west out of Philadelphia for about an hour or so, and you hit Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, source of more than half of all the mushrooms grown in the United States every year. Thing is, all those baby portobellos and shiitakes don't pick themselves, you know. They are harvested by hand almost entirely by immigrants, some of them undocumented, from Mexico and Guatemala, which has growers paying close attention to changing immigration policies. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has the story.
Chris Alonso is a third-generation mushroom grower. He's descended from Italian immigrants who founded his company, Pietro Industries. But today, workers here speak Spanish.
Hey, Antonio, ¿cómo está? Buenos días.
In a nearby growing room, a group of harvesters pick from giant stainless steel shelves filled with peat moss and blanketed with white mushroom caps. The shelves are stacked like bunk beds from floor to ceiling, and the room is cool and damp.
Our employees started at 4 in the morning, which is also why I think that sometimes it's difficult to find Americans that want to do the work.
Pickers are paid by the pound, so a slow harvester may bring in $8 an hour, already above minimum wage, while an experienced one can bring in 12 or 14, growers say. In Chester County, home to both farms and wealthy bedroom communities for Philadelphia and Delaware, available workers are scarce. Unemployment is below 4%, the lowest in the state. Against that backdrop, stepped-up immigration enforcement has made mushroom growers skittish, says Alonso.
There's uncertainty with businesses. A lot of businesses have slowed down their investment in new equipment because we're unsure of the workforce situation.
At a Know Your Rights meeting earlier this year, workers' concerns were on display. More than 200 people packed into the lobby of local social service provider La Comunidad Hispana to have their questions answered by immigration attorneys. To protect their identities, audience members wrote questions on index cards, which the group's director, Elisa Jones, read aloud.
I am undocumented and work at a mushroom farm. I drive without a license to get to work. Is driving without a license a reason to be deported? Should I just stop driving to be on the safe side?
Around half of all U.S. farm workers are undocumented immigrants, according to surveys conducted by the Department of Labor. And while mushroom farmers carefully maintain that, as far as they know, their employees are all work authorized, there's no evidence to suggest they buck that trend. Then, in late April, immigration officers arrested 12 workers at a mushroom house in the area, spiking community fears.
A lot of our employees are saying that they're just leaving to go back to Mexico. They just want to go home.
Megan Klotzbach handles human resources for Mother Earth Organic Mushrooms in West Grove, Pennsylvania. In the last couple of months, she says some employees have left and fewer people are knocking at their door looking for work. Politicians and farmers agree deporting workers is bad for business, but how to fix it splits along partisan lines. Steve Paul is a spokesman for Pennsylvania's conservative Republican Senator Pat Toomey.
Senator Toomey believes that we should raise the cap on low-skilled worker visas.
That's something mushroom growers like, as long as they'd be included, but that unions traditionally don't favor. Some growers also want amnesty for workers who've been here paying taxes. According to the USDA, productivity at Chester County's mushroom farms dipped by 2% last year. And while it's not clear why, it's enough to make farmers worried about a crucial resource, their workers. In Philadelphia, I'm Laura Benchoff for Marketplace.